We move into the second inning of play here at Spranger Stadium. I think if the Thunderbolts were allowed to walk away after just one inning, they would be happy to do so today. But unfortunately, eight more of these things still to be played. We'll see if they can keep up the momentum they've built so far as they lead 3-0. Every batter up, even the three that committed outs in the first inning, hit the ball hard off of Adam Quintana. And then Will Landsheff looked dominant in a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. So a really nice start for the Bolts today. But as I said, a long way to go in this game as Ransom Lalonde takes strike one. Lalonde back in his number 7 spot in the batting order today, hitting .280 for the year, 4 homers, 44 RBIs. He's 6th in the league with 23 doubles, including one on Sunday. He swings and misses, and the count is 0-2. He had 2 hits on Sunday night, as did Tim Zier. 2 of them combined for 4 of the Thunderbolts' 5 safeties in that game. The 0-2, downstairs, ball one. Lalonde was 6th in the batting order on Sunday. It was the first time all year that he had hit higher than 7th. For a guy who's 3rd on the team in batting average at .280, it's a little bit surprising. Lalonde puts a charge into one to the left center field, but it'll be playable. Moving over is the center fielder Connor Oliver, and he makes the grab, one away. 3 straight outs recorded in the air. That one was medium range left center. The previous 2 went to the warning track. Ryan Budnick will bat with 1 out and nobody on. 3 straight retired after 3 of the first 4 men had reached against Quintana. So he's perhaps starting to get into a rhythm a bit. Budnick takes ball 1 low. Ryan Budnick 2-for-9. Very pleasant surprise for the Thunderbolts when he came in on Saturday and had 2 RBI doubles, one of them off the top of the wall, just inches away from leaving the yard for his first career home run. Ball high, 2-0. Budnick signed away from the Seattle Studs semi-pro team out in, you guessed it, Seattle, Washington, after Riley Crane went down with a season-ending injury a couple of weeks ago. Ball low, 3-0. That Crane injury actually occurred in a game against Lake Erie. It happened 13 days ago, but he was not officially put on the injured list until this past Friday. Strike called on Budnick, 3-1, 1 out, nobody on base. It's a tough spot to fill. A transaction deadline has passed, meaning when a guy gets injured, you can replace him, but it has to be a rookie who plays the same position. Strike called, and the count is full. So the Bolts needed to find a rookie third baseman in this stage of the year. That's not easy. Budnick's a guy who won the home run derby out at the National Baseball Congress World Series last month, I should say. Filed away. Still 3-2. So he's got some power. And a guy with some major college experience. Santa Clara, not a huge school, but they've got a pretty good baseball program out there in California. Budnick was a part of it for 2 years. This will be the 7th pitch of the at-bat, Quintana to Budnick, and it misses high for ball 4. Bolts have a 1-out man aboard as Budnick reaches first base. Second time that he has walked since joining the team last week. And there's a man on base with 1 down for Blair Beck. Quintana really working hard in the early going here. He's already thrown 32 pitches. Only 19 of them have been strikes. The key with Lake Erie has always been this season, get to their bullpen as early as possible. Blair Beck takes a slow curve for strike one. Their starting rotation's been good, and Quintana chief among them with a 3.52 ERA entering play today. Tomorrow's starter, Juan Caballero, has been among the best in the entire Frontier League. Jordan Kurikawa very well may be the pitcher of the year. We'll find out later this week. Ball called on Blair Beck, 1-1, so their starting rotation has no problems at all, but their bullpen has been a different story, and it's getting even worse today as Connor Reed was put on season-ending IR earlier this afternoon. 1-1, Beck swings and misses, it's 1-2. So they've got a very thin relief corps. Quintana very well may settle in this game. But if you keep his pitch count up and hold him to 5 or 6 innings, you've got a pretty good opportunity to add on some runs late in the ballgame. That said, the Bolts would like to add a few on against the starters still. 1-2 pitch. Beck takes a ball off the inside corner to even the count. So another long at bat here. He'll see a fifth pitch from Adam Quintana. Ryan Budnick over at first base. One out. The Thunderbolts lead 3-0 in the top of the second inning. The veteran righty Quintana sets and delivers. And Beck takes ball three. Count is full. This is already the fourth full count worked by a Thunderbolts hitter in today's game, which is just 9 batters deep. Here's the payoff pitch. Ball four outside, back-to-back walks. Blair Beck works his way back from 1-2 behind in the count. Albeit didn't work terribly hard. Quintana missed pretty badly on a couple of pitches. Right-hander really struggling tonight. He's had problems against the Thunderbolts for reasons that are hard to figure. He's the anti-Chase Cunningham. We saw Cunningham pitch for Washington on Sunday. That was a guy whose earned run average goes up a full run if you just take away his starts against the Bolts. Quintana's the exact opposite. His ERA goes down a full run if you just take out the starts against the Bolts. Heenan Walker takes ball one inside. Walker single to begin the ball game and later came in to score on a Tim Zier ground out. First run scored today. The Thunderbolts have 3 of them now. Quick meeting on the mound between Quintana and De La Rosa. Adam Quintana now has thrown 18 balls to only 21 strikes. And he's gotten only 4 outs in the ballgame so far. Bolts have an opportunity to really build a big early lead. We'll see if they take advantage. Ball 2 on Walker. Quintana's ERA against the Thunderbolts coming into today, this doesn't even include the 3 runs he's allowed in an inning and a third tonight, in 2 starts was 6.35. His ERA against everyone else in the league combined, 2.76. Ball inside, it nearly hit Walker, and the count is 3-0. Quintana is all over the place right now. He just cannot find the strike zone. This is a guy who does not have major walk problems, 21 of them in 53 and 2/3 innings coming in. Not a great number, but certainly very respectable. He's walked 2 in a row, and now it's 3-0 on Walker, who will most likely be taking this pitch, and he is because it nearly hit him. Ball 4. He had to skip out of the way as that ball grazed near his feet. 3 consecutive walks, and the bases are full with only 1 out for Coco Johnson. Here comes Mike Nannini, the pitching coach of the Lake Erie Crushers, to talk with Adam Quintana, who has not had a game like this all season. Quintana, granted, has not been as good since his return from his midseason injury. His first 5 starts of the year were excellent. Went on the shelf, missed a couple of months, and now this is his 5th start since coming back. And in his last 5 starts, he's only made it through 6 innings 2 times. But he pitched really well in his most recent outing against Traverse City. Gave up 4 runs total, but only 1 of them earned on 7 1/3 innings. 8 strikeouts, 2 walks, 5 hits in that game. Today he's allowed 3 walks and 3 hits, and he's not even through the second inning yet. Coco Johnson's got a big RBI chance here. Budnick's at third, Beck's at second, Walker's at first, 1 out. First pitch to Johnson, in there for a strike, and that's a big first pitch strike from Quintana. He needed it. We'll need a couple more here. Johnson runs well enough that anything hit on the ground will be tough to double him up. Could very well score a run. He hits it in the air out to deep right field, chasing it back, Oliver and Kalawaya. Kalawaya reaches back and makes the catch. The runners tag, Budnick scores, Beck moves into third, but a nice running grab by LJ Kalawaya saves what could have been a huge inning. As Johnson just missed extra bases in deep right center. Kalawaya's had a busy day tracking balls back towards the warning track. Keenan Walker holds at first base, back again moves up to third, so they're at the corners. 2 outs now for Tim Zier. For Coco Johnson, that is the 45th RBI this year. Tim Zier 0-for-1. He's got an RBI today on a ground out. 4-0 Thunderbolts, top of the second. Zier takes ball one. If Quintana can retire Zier, and much easier said than done considering Tim Zier's recent track record, I think you can consider it a victory for the right-handed pitcher. However, the fact that they are trailing 4-0 kind of throws a wrench into things. Ball outside, 2-0. When you have the bases loaded with one out and you can hold the other team to just one run, I think as a pitcher you're generally satisfied with the job you've done of getting out of the inning, even if you're not satisfied with the way you started the inning. But when you're already down multiple runs, you are at a point where you can ill afford to give up anything, even that one run. Tim Zier takes ball 3 outside, and now Quintana is in danger of reloading the bases in front of a man who's already got a home run tonight. 3 walks already in the inning. The Thunderbolts have a run, and they haven't gotten a hit. 3-0 pitch. Zier takes a strike. Looked like he had the green light there, but elected not to offer. Count is 3-1. Tim Zier, a 2016 Frontier League All-Star as the Thunderbolts' second baseman. Not an All-Star this year, but he's enjoying a better season. Line shot to right center field, a base hit. Blair Beck scores. Keenan Walker is being waved around third. They're going to send him. Here comes the throw. Walker slides in. He's safe. All the way from first base, Keenan Walker scores on a single from Tim Zier. It's 6-0 Thunderbolts. My, oh my. Walker was running with the pitch, but even considering that, that ball got on the center fielder Connor Oliver pretty quickly. I didn't think Ron Biga would even entertain the thought of wavering around Keenan Walker there, but with 2 outs, he sent him. Walker, with blazing speed, was able to get in just ahead of the tag. Zier over at first base. He's got 3 RBIs already today, and he's now got a 7-game hitting streak. Here's Larry Balkwill with a man at first base and 2 down. Balkwill takes low. Nobody warming up in Lake Erie's bullpen, but I'm not sure how much longer Cam Roth can wait. Quintana is not only getting hit hard, but he's not throwing a lot of strikes. Balkwill takes one. It's 1-1. Strikes, 25 balls. And again, a lot of those strikes are getting hit hard, including the outs. In the dirt for a ball. Nice block by De La Rosa holding Tim Zier at first base. The count is 2-1. Very gloomy evening in the Cleveland area. It rained for much of the day. Still very overcast, but according to the forecast, no threat of rain the rest of the night. 2-1 on Balkwill. Low ball 3. -69 degrees at first pitch. Just adds to the general gloom around the ballpark. There's a grounder inside the third baseline. A base hit for Balkwill. That'll roll down to the left field corner. Tim Zier is going to be held at third base. Balkwill slides into second with a double. He's halfway to the cycle, and we're only in the second inning. Here's Kyle Wood. A base hit from Wood could really break this game open. And finally, Crushers will get somebody going in the pen. Quintana entering play tonight had not allowed more than 5 runs in any game. He had done that twice, once against the Thunderbolts. He's given up 6 in today's game, and he's only gotten 5 outs. Kyle Wood is 0-1, and he takes a first pitch strike. Wood flew one to the wall in right field in the first inning, but LJ Kalawaya was able to make the grab. Just a few feet in front of home run territory. Wood tries to check his swing on a 58-footer, but he can't hold up. And the count is 0-2. Not a great swing right there from Kyle Wood against a guy who has not been throwing strikes all night. Count is 0-2. 3 runs are already in this inning. 2 men in scoring position with 2 outs. And Wood taps it foul. Just barely got a piece of that one to stay alive. Crushers were eliminated from playoff contention officially 2 days ago. That was in their last game played. You always wonder what kind of effect that will have on a team. I think they've known for the better part of a week or two that they're not going to be participating beyond this Sunday. Ball low on Wood. Down is 1-2. Manny Arcenega is the right-hander warming up down the left field line for Lake Erie. Quintana sets and delivers. Wood pops it up, foul behind home plate and out of play. Still one ball and two strikes. Very tough evening for Adam Quintana. He's already thrown 59 pitches, only 31 of them for strikes. He's walked three batters. He's given up five hits. Kyle Wood trying to add to the Thunderbolts' already substantial lead, but he can't as he takes strike three over the inside corner. The inning is over. The Bolts add three more runs on two hits and three walks. They leave men at second and third, and we'll head to the bottom of the second inning. Our score, Windy City 6, Lake Erie nothing.